Sturgeon were abundant, but preserving them for export proved difficult.
For fishing proved so plentiful, especially of sturgeon, of which sort he could have loaded many ships, if he had had some man of skill to pickle and prepare it for keeping, whereof he brought sufficient testimony, both of the flesh and caviary, that no discreet man will question the truth of it.
There is a great store of fish in the river, especially of sturgeon, but our men provided no more of them than for present necessity, not barreling up any store against that season the sturgeon returned to the sea. And not to dissemble their folly, they suffered 14 nets, which was all they had, to rot and spoil, which by orderly drawing and mending might have been preserved. But being lost, all help of fishing perished.
Within days of landing at Jamestown, John Smith and others were in search of a passageway to the Pacific and for signs of gold. Their voyage on the James River ended near present-day Richmond.
We passed on further, where within a mile we were intercepted with great craggy stones that stand in the midst of the river, where the water falleth so rudely and with such a violence as not any boat can possibly pass. This they call the Falls.